A miracle is needed. When man fell into sin, he was broken and ruined in the fall. And just as it is impossible to put a broken egg back together again, so it is impossible for man to put himself back together again and make himself right with God. That took a miracle. God had to become a man so that he could live a perfectly holy and righteous life in our place, since we were unable to do so. Then he had to die as our substitute, for only his sinless blood could pay for the sins of mankind. Yes, God had to become a man, and that's who Jesus Christ was and is. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. All of the sins mentioned before can be forgiven, no matter how bad a person has been, if he repents of his evil deeds and puts his trust in Jesus for his salvation, he will be saved. The Bible says, though our sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And the psalmist says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. On the other hand, no matter how righteous a person may appear to be to those around him, he is a sinner in need of God's forgiveness. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, a religious leader, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, God, I thank you that I am not like all other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tithe of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you that this man, the tax collector, rather than the other, went home justified, declared righteous before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. There is only one sin that cannot be forgiven, and that is rejection of Jesus as our Savior. He that puts his trust in his own righteousness, like the Pharisee in the parable above, or puts his trust in another person or so-called God, will be cast into outer darkness where there shall be eternal weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then too, those who disown Christ for fear of ridicule or punishment or for any reason will not inherit eternal life. Jesus said, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.